Yes, yes, it's podcast time from the gatehouse. And yes, yes, I get it. Very nice. Thank you. Yeah. Today we're going to discuss something very, very important when we discuss autism, and that is what is known as the theory of mind. This is all obviously a theory so far because you can't observe the mind of anybody. But you will see it very often in books about autism, so that's why I believe that it's important that people understand it, or at least have a basic understanding of what it means. And theory of mind is basically the ability to attribute mental states, for example beliefs, intent, desires, pretending, knowledge, to oneself, and to realize that is, it might be different from other people. So to understand that other people have or might have different beliefs and desires and emotions and intentions. Obviously no one has direct access to the mind of another person. However, through social interaction and the functional use of language, people do develop the ability to, for example, share joint attention when you point at something and say, "Oh, look at that tree," you know. And also you do develop the ability to understand the emotions of others and their actions. But this is just obviously your assumption, you're assuming, so you can never know for sure. So basically just, yes, having a theory of mind allows one to attribute thoughts and desires and intentions to others, and obviously it's very helpful when you want to predict the actions of other people and their intentions, which leads us to the idea of empathy. But yes, basically it is not possible to read the mind of others. The most common version of tests that are done to demonstrate the theory of mind is something called Salyan's test, or Salyan's task, or whatever. And it's usually done with young children, and it involves characters or puppets or dolls and things like that. And the result of using this simple test has been pretty consistent, apparently. And it has been demonstrated that typically developing children are usually unable to pass the task until more or less they reach the age of 4. This includes children with Down syndrome. However, 80% of children diagnosed with autism were completely unable to pass the task. But then if the experiment is carried out with a typically developing child after the age of 4, children usually do pass the task, and which leads us to autism. And when the task is carried out with some people with autism, I find it very hard to pass the task, and as it says here, 80%. So what about autism? Why do we keep hearing about theory of mind when we discuss autism? And it's just that, it's because it is thought that people with autism do not develop, children with autism do not typically develop theory of mind as other children. So around the age of 4, children would already have the idea that they're a separate identity from other people, that their minds are separate. That's when children normally start lying, you know, that they know. But some children with autism, and probably quite a lot of them, might struggle with developing this ability at a typically age. So it might be that they develop this ability later on, or they learned. Or it might be that sometimes they don't develop this ability to understand that other people have different feelings or beliefs or than the ones of one on, of oneself, which then lead us to discuss a little bit empathy, because that the concepts are very related and you will hear them almost together, although they are not the same thing. But empathy is again just similar. It's having the ability to basically walk on another person's shoes, as they say. And the question is, do people with autism have empathy? I hear that all the time. People keep saying no, they don't have any empathy. They can't understand that other people's have feelings. They don't feel sad for people when they feel sad. But this is not true. People with autism do develop empathy. It just happens that sometimes our signals of our emotions are not very clear, so people with autism find it hard to read what are we trying to communicate through body language or words, if we're using language. But it doesn't mean that they don't develop empathy. We conducted the false belief experiment and with one of our students just to see what happened. And I'm talking about an adult with the diagnosis of autism. So if you click on the link underneath, you will be able to hear what happened. So I'm not going to give it away. So I'd rather just see what happened during the experiment.